Nelson, a typical juvenile boy, complains to his grandfather, Earl, that he's bored. It's a statement I made a million times growing up, and indeed, I was bored, or so I thought. About 10 minutes later, though, you'd usually find me on my bicycle riding up and down the street, no longer bored. And by the way, why don't typical juvenile boys ride bicycles anymore? Anyway, the grandfather, a typical coiffed, challenged senior, can't imagine anyone being bored. Grandfather Earl Pickles claims there's absolutely no reason for a young man to ever be bored. The wise old man, with years of experience and insight into life's travails, shares with the young lad what Dorothy Parker once said. The cure for boredom is curiosity, adding that there's no cure for curiosity. The six-year-old boy then responds, "Who's Dorothy Parker?" One could whine at this point about the apparent lack of the next generation's interest in current events and the overall lack of values and hard work. This new coronavirus generation has been tabbed Gen C. Gen C is the generation that follows Gen Z, one that this baby boomer has found little in common other than calling some of them grandkids. Cell phones and video games, I suspect, will suffice as Gen Z and Gen C's fix for entertainment, or their gaining of valuable misinformation in which we live, so I predict. As a person over 65, you see, I've graduated. I now get to express a certain amount of skepticism, criticism, and sarcasm about what's happening to the world and why no one but us boomers care that the world is going to hell in a handbasket and that people's work ethic ain't what it used to be when I was a kid. Earl tells the boy there's no reason to be bored, citing a cure posted by Dorothy Parker, who said boredom's cure is curiosity. But who's Dorothy Parker? Little Nelson asks. There you go, grandfather responds. See, I just cured your boredom. For those that now ask the same question, who's Dorothy Parker? Well, once upon a time, she provided skepticism, criticism, and sarcasm in equal amounts that added value to life. You see, she passed along ideas and a common-sense, tongue-in-cheek approach to everyday living. She gave us the ability to cope with common, mundane problems and parental challenges, as did the likes of Dave Barry and Irma Bombeck. In fact, millions of people around the country could not get their start each morning without their cup of coffee and Barry or Bombeck. Which, I suppose, now forces a new question. Who is Dave Barry and Irma Bombeck? Ah, boy. What's the world coming to? That's my take on it. For Paragon Communications, I'm Paul Joseph.